Good morning. My guest this morning is Clark Lewis from the Roustabout Theater Company. Good morning, Clark.
Good morning.
Well, you're doing White Christmas. Is
yes,
that right?
Yes,
how
we are.
How wonderful.
Yes, it's terrific.
And this I see by the flyer here, is actually based on the movie.
Yes. It comes right from the movie. They actually... there are a couple of things that they decided to rearrange, you know, in the show, but there are lots of things, lots of really wonderful songs in it. So Sisters and White Christmas and just all the kind of ones that you sort of expect. The only one they left out was Choreography, which I think is okay. Nobody really minded that one. don't tell anyone. But the other ones are really, they're great. And it's just chock full. I think there are a dozen songs.
So
that,
that movie, as I remember, came out in something like 1944.
Yeah, I think, or maybe even...
Maybe even
yeah,
a little
maybe later because it's reference 1954 is the reference that's made in the show.
Okay.
So I don't really remember the film year, but in terms of the show that we're doing, starts at 44. There's the scene, you know, in the war, and then we jump forward 10 years. So that's where it starts.
That's right. Yeah, yeah, I guess that's right. Yeah,
yeah,
it's just that the song, the Bing Crosby song, came out.
Yes, I think that's right.
During World War
yes,
II.
Yes, exactly right. So and there's a wonderful, wonderful arrangement of it. And actually, at the very end of the show, it is that thing where all the GIs have come to see the general. That's a surprise for him right at the end.
Right.
And so the way the show is staged, the guy who's playing the Bing Crosby part comes out, and just like in the movie, says, "Why don't you sing along?" So the audience, our audience, gets to sing along with the White Christmas. So with you know, with
and anybody who doesn't know the words has to leave, right?
Yeah, yeah, we won't tell, but hopefully they'll know by the time we get to the end. Yeah.
Well, maybe next year you can have a sing-along White Christmas.
Yes, exactly. Do the whole thing. You bet. Have everybody bring their fans for the Sisters act. You bet. It'd be great.
Is this the last show of the season?
It's the last show for us for the season. We sort of go by the calendar year because we're because the apprentice troupe, which is doing this, is that training troupe for 11 to 21-year-olds. So we kind of go by their calendar year for uh-huh. that schedule. So we sort of think of it as fall and spring and then summer. You know, summers are sort of a big show for kids when they're out of school. So we're doing White Christmas now. We'll do those 2 weekends from December 13th to the 22nd at the Wells Fargo Center. And then this spring we're going to be doing Anything Goes, which we just announced, which is exciting for us. And we're also in January 4th, sort of in between that, our intercession thing, we're having Michael Orland, who is the associate musical director of American Idol, came and did a masterclass for us last semester. We tend to have a lot of these guys come in from out of town. And so he came in and did one. And in the middle of the masterclass, it was very nice for us. He turned around and looked at me and said, "Listen, I didn't realize the kids were going to be this great. I would like to come back and donate my services to do a fundraiser for you guys."
Wow.
So on January 4th, that Saturday night, he's flying in from L.A. and is going to spend the day working with the kids to set up a program. And then that night, we're doing a cabaret show where he's playing and they're singing. And we're also bringing Amy Ryder, who was on Broadway, Damn Yankees and things. Then they've worked together before, and she'll also be singing. So we're really looking forward to it. But he was really thrilled to work with the kids. And we have several kids that have graduated and gone on to University of Michigan and Boston U and all this sort of stuff, and they're going to be coming back, and they'll be in town for the Christmas break, so he'll also be able to work with them because he had worked with a couple of them. So it's exciting for us, and it's one of the things we've been trying to do, which is when we bring in people, like we brought in Jason Robert Brown, and we bring in Jake Heggie, I mean, all these guys from out of town, we want... One of the things that's exciting for us is that then when they leave, and we have a kid who just went through our program, graduated, went to 4-year program, and just got the lead in the Broadway tour, Bring It On. So... One of the things that he was able to do was when Jason came to his university, he knew him and had worked with him before, you know, and was able to say hi and remembered each other. So we're trying to establish those connections for the kids, too. Once they leave and go out of town, they'll know people that are working in New York and L.A. and all over, you know, and we'll remember them.
So that's a lot different from the theaters that I remember as a kid.
Yeah, we're trying to do something a little different. So I think we're succeeding.
Yes,
it's exciting.
I think you are.
It's exciting to see them go off.
And
you know?
Certainly you have the beginnings of a really exciting season coming up.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, we're
really
happy.
You got to come in every time you're doing something and
we'll
let us know about it.
Absolutely will.
Okay, let me tell people once again that this is the Roustabout Theater Company at the Wells Fargo Center. And they are performing White Christmas, the musical, based on the film. December 13th through the 22nd. Performances are Fridays and Saturdays at 7:30, Sundays at 2 p.m. For ticket information, here's the telephone number, 546-3600. Online, it's wellsfargocenterarts.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.